Philip Sampton Fiat XD Surgeon Care. Today's date is 01/04/2025. Dictation is for Miss Jennifer West. West spells W-E-S-T. Jennifer spells J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Date of birth is 04/11/1968. This is a 56-year-old female. Here with dizziness, pain, and pressure in her sinuses region, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 11 days or more. Says she has been doing a lot of flying recently to Asia, and says she was exposed to a smoky environment somewhere overseas. Stated that after she was exposed to the environment, she started to have a runny nose, increased pain and pressure behind her eyes and in frontal sinuses, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. Patient reports yellowish discharge from her nose. Next line, she reports myalgia / body aches. Next line, she reports pain in both ears with a pressure-like feeling. Next line, she denies fever, denies throat pain, denies stiff neck or neck pain. Next line, she denies cough, chest pain. Next line, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Says she's drinking fluids well, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypothyroidism. Past surgical history is none. Next line, family history is none. Next line, social history. She denies alcohol, drug, or tobacco use. Next line, medication, MP thyroid. Next line, allergies, none. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status, 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 106/71. Pulse, 82. Respiration, 18. Temperature, 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested with yellow discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Face, tender maxillary and frontal sinus, worse on the left. Next, no edema, no erythema on her face. Next paragraph. Ear, dull TM bilaterally. There is fluid behind the TM. The fluid appears purulent. No tragal tug, no mastoid tenderness, no erythematous external ear canal, no edematous external ear canal. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no respiratory distress, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema or cystinosis. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. There's no venous cord in her lower extremities. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis, number 2 is acute sinus headache, number 3 is acute rhinitis, number 4 is fatigue, number 5 is otitis media with diffusion, number 6 is candida prophylaxis. Period. In the clinic today, patient received the following: Rocephin 1 gram IM, Dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 20 minutes, after which she was reevaluated and reports improvements. So she's comfortable with my discharge plan. She was given strict return precautions and to advise to go to the emergency room if our clinic is closed, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily times 1 day, number 1. Open parenthesis. Patient was advised to hold on to this medication until she has signs and symptoms of yeast infection, period. Next paragraph. Singular, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30. Next medication, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6. She was giving up and she asked questions. She said she has none. She was strongly encouraged to increase fluids, to avoid sugary beverages and alcohol. End of repetition.